Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Shock Therapy Toys podcast, the podcast spinoff show from Shock and Awe Toy Reviews on YouTube, youtube.com/ShockandAweToyReviews. This is the discussion podcast that we do where we find a topic and discuss it, as you would think, and maybe sometimes get some things off our chest. This show, we are going to discuss exclusives and collecting and toy scalpers and buying groups and how all of this sort of ties into each other and how it makes us feel. Now, starting off, exclusives are a huge, huge pain in my ass, and it's just a burden, I think, especially these Target exclusives. I've had a hell of a time even finding them.
Specifically?
G.I. Joe.
True enough.
G.I. Joe and then the NECA Turtle stuff.
Yep. It,
to me, it's like non-existent. There's pegs there. There's no toys there. I mean, sometimes you can't even see pegs for the damn things. Now, the question is, who's to blame for that? Is it Hasbro or is it Target not ordering enough? Because, like comics, when a place so when Hasbro is selling their toys, they don't go based on selling to the consumer. They're based on selling to the stores. So is it Hasbro not making enough for Target, or is Target going, look, we don't think we can sell these things. This is how much we're ordering, and they're just ordering low stock. What do you think?
I would think it is the store or even the buyer at the store level that isn't ordering enough.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause someone like Hasbro or NECA is making as much as the stores are ordering.
Yeah.
Right? But then once that quantity is produced, so NECA, for instance, they produce a wave of turtles. It makes it out. You maybe never see it.
Right.
Supposedly, Vernon and Rat King came out.
Right.
All yes. I've seen for the last 2 months is Splinter and Baxter.
That's right.
And at least I saw them. I never saw Krang.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very frustrating. Yeah, and you constantly go into these stores and you're like, where the f*** are these things? And somebody's getting them. I know Berg has managed to find Firefly from the Classified line. He was the first to find Beachhead. But I'm telling you, man.
Did he find those himself? Because he's had help.
Well, that's the other thing. He did find Firefly himself.
Oh, that's good.
I think he found Beachhead himself, too. But that's the other thing is when looking for these things, sometimes I think it's a good idea if you have like a team or a group of friends that are on the lookout for you, because especially if you guys live in different areas, you're able to hit multiple stores in different locations and stuff and maybe luck out. Now, is that a fair thing to do? Because then you are, if let's say you find two Target Transformers Generations Thrusts, you and your buddy want one. So you're buying two, which means you're potentially taking away one from somebody else. But I think the difference here is that you're buying two for two people who want the toy, as opposed to you're buying two in hopes of selling one.
Right.
Being a scalper.
There's a definite difference.
There is a difference. Now, is there anything you wanted to say? Because you did bring up the toy buying groups.
Well, we've talked about Target a bit, but it's also Walgreens.
Oh, God.
It's Walmart.
Yes.
So everyone has their own exclusives. And I'm going to want some of the Walgreens exclusive this year, yeah. The Cosmic. And already their website is terrible. The darkened Silver Surfer with Thor's hammer was up for a couple of hours and hasn't been on the site again since. Now, I've seen pictures online. Some people have it already.
Wow.
But every Walgreens that I've been to in the last couple of years
is
awful.
Yeah.
And that's the point where I think it's the local buyers. And it's not, I don't think it's someone going in and just buying up all the inventory.
Yeah.
I think they got a wave. The one by my house probably still has Medusa on the wave.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's another one by my house that still has, last I checked, a yellow suit Daredevil. Like this is old stuff.
That's really old. I mean, over 5 years, maybe.
So I think to an extent, like they bought a bad wave. Like they bought too many Medusa.
Yeah.
And they couldn't shift it. And then they haven't bought any since because they still got
Right.
Old inventory.
Yeah, they can't clear the shelf.
So I think to an extent, it's at the buyer level and not necessarily like Walgreens corporate.
Because mm-hmm.
Walgreens, I'm sure, is mostly selling out of whatever they buy.
Right.
I mean, you can't find most of the other stuff.
Sure.
I would prefer if there were more at the website level.
Yes. But their website is f***ing garbage and has been
terrible
for the longest time. Even if it says something's in stock, I guarantee you can drive to that store and it's not in stock.
Right, but they also cancel pre-orders.
That too, that's really weird.
I can't remember what I had on order last year, Moon Knight.
Moon Knight, yeah.
I had Moon Knight on order for months.
And they canceled it.
And canceled it as it was supposed to ship.
I hate them. Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, what the reasoning is behind that. I wish I knew. Because that's an interesting phenomenon, definitely. As for toy scalpers, look, if you're out there and you're buying toys and then you're selling them again, I mean, I guess good for you, but toy scalpers are kind of pieces of
right.
Because they're taking away the inventory, not even from other adult men or women who want this, but kids who maybe would want it. And you're selling it at an inflated price, and you don't give a crap about it. You're just doing it to make money. And on one hand, I understand that, but you're eating up all the inventory for the people who really want it.
But what is really the point? Like, if you're...
How much can you be making off of it in the end?
Say you're making like $5 or $10, but how much time are you wasting doing this?
I don't know. And
I don't understand how it's worth it for people.
Yeah, you got to factor in the time. I mean, these people who are doing it have to be like employees and stuff that are pulling out the stock. I mean, that's got to be it. That, and I've seen people hide stuff literally in the floor of like a Target. Like, there's the grating that sits on top of the actual floor, but you can lift it up.
Yes.
So it's like, it's almost like a storage compartment. I've seen people hiding pop vinyls in there or Funko Pops in there and other stuff. And I'm just like, wow, that's a whole nother level.
So as a much younger man, I worked at Walmart and I did hide things down there. I also hid stuff in Power Wheels. they used to have those on racks like bikes.
Yeah, right.
So it was just open and you could I'd put something in the seat and it'd fall down in like the where your kids' feet would go.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was like a pocket.
Man.
And then at the end of the day, I'd take it out and buy it.
God, that's... I mean, that's really smart, but it's also like... That's hilarious.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, it's... I want to know, I mean, it's got to be beneficial to them because you look on even Amazon and stuff. And like I mentioned, the Earthrise Thrust, right, from Target. People are selling them for $60, $80. And they wouldn't be doing it if somebody wasn't buying it, I imagine. You know?
It's the exclusive nature. Like, it becomes limited. And people want it just because they want it, not necessarily because it's limited or because it's like a special gold McFarlane edition or something.
Right.
It's just a regular seeker that they want, but because it's exclusive, it's somehow hard to find. So someone does find it, and then they're like, oh, I can get 20 extra bucks for this.
Well, and the frustrating thing with that, too, is that they did the Amazon set, which was two of them. Two of the other two seekers. But no, Dirge, because he's... Or not Dirge. Thrust, because he's red, has to be a Target exclusive.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know, it's just like, come on. Give me the 3-pack and let me be happy and go on and be miserable about something else. Regardless, are you completely against exclusives? Or are there kind of exclusives that you think work? Because I've had someone tell me that they don't mind, like, that Lego does it right. That, like, Lego has exclusive sets, but you can get them on their website or you can get them just in the Lego stores.
I think I'm unfamiliar. I mean, I guess I do shop primarily on the Lego store, so I'm not even sure what's exclusive versus what you can find in a store.
Right.
But I do think Lego, and I'd even say Amazon, like, Amazon must be buying enough volume that you can just get it easily available on their website.
Yeah.
I wish Target and everyone else, because there's the Todd McFarlane gold label, whatever, at Walmart.
Spawn, which I haven't seen any of, by the way.
Spawn or The Witcher.
Yeah.
Or the other spawn, Mandarin.
Yeah.
Never seen any of it.
No.
And again, local Walmarts, we have plenty around.
Right.
They're all terrible.
Yeah. Walmart is a whole breed of different, like, getting myself to go into a Walmart, period, is already a mental frustration.
Walmart is probably screwed up. I mean, it for sure is screwed up at a corporate level.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of it is store level, just incompetence.
A lot, probably.
Probably.
I would imagine. No offense if you work at Walmart, but I mean, come on, man.
But even just the quote collectible section sometimes pathetic. Barely exists.
No, they did make a big deal about NECA stuff being there, and then it's like four figures at most, you know, and then some pops.
I can find pops easily.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're any good.
I don't know.
None of us buy pops.
I can't stand pops. Whatever. Again, if any of this stuff is your thing, that's fine. But just know that, like, we have certain...
Scalping's not fine.
Yeah, scalping isn't fine.
You're a dick.
Yeah, you're basically being a c***. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You can do whatever you want. I just think that scalping is... kind of like an easy way out, like an easy way to make money in a way that somehow just f*** somebody else over. Does that make any sense?
It does, but it's not that much money.
Well, it depends. Like, if I go and I buy Thrust, who's
for $60
for at the store.
Yeah.
I buy him, let's say it's $30.
Right.
I sell him for $60. I'm making my money back plus what he costs.
But how long are you sitting on that? How long are you waiting for someone to buy it for $60?
That's a good question. I don't know. Now, would I buy a robot Krang for $50? I've considered it, considering how much he probably is in store.
Yeah.
You know, it might, or if even $60 or $70, it can't be that much more. Like, there is a certain amount I'll pay over store price if I want it enough.
Sure. Yeah.
But like, it's only like $10 or something. It's not gonna be. I'm not gonna pay $100 for.
No, I think it's percentage based on, like, I'm not gonna pay $30 for a $20 toy.
Yeah. Exactly.
I probably just abandon it.
Right. But that, how do you feel then? Does it really upset you when, have you ever had exclusives where, for example, again, going back to the Transformers, where that would, like, complete a set, you know, but you can't find the one that you need. Have you ever had that?
I don't think so.
That's frustrating. That's
not
the biggest,
not that I can think of.
That's the thing that chaps my ass a bunch, is just like, I could have this. I wish they would just either release it normally or make it easier to get. And some of me wonders if Hasbro is saying is making less of these because Target originally is, or whatever store, is not ordering enough. So they're like, oh, there's not enough demand for these. We'll make, I'm just throwing a stupid number out, 10,000, right? We'll make 10,000. Whatever stores order what they do, and then that's it. It's out. We're not going to put out anymore. But it seems like they restock some of the stuff, I think, unless it's just all really slow at getting out to the stores that I go to. That could be the other thing.
Part of that is the current problem.
Yeah.
So I used to work at Walmart.
All right.
I currently work in logistics. And just globally, because of the pandemic, the ongoing pandemic, the slight recovery that we started to have near the end of last year that then led into Chinese New Year, everything globally is screwed up right now.
Yeah.
Trucking, air freight, ships.
Oh, and then at the moment you have the snow.
Yes.
In the southern area
power
of the
outages.
United States. Yeah, so a lot of shipping stuff is getting fucked up at the moment.
Right.
So
everything is slow, and it's not going to recover. I was talking to a guy, I'm not going to name the company. Uh-huh. He said it's going to be 6 to 8 months before things improve.
Wow.
He was the CEO of a major company.
Wow. You'll have to tell me off mic.
6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months, dude.
And I sort of in my heart knew that.
Like, yeah.
It wasn't going to be better anytime soon is what I was thinking internally.
Sure.
But to have this guy just say this out loud and he knows his business.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah, that's rough, dude. That's kind of depressing. I don't want to end the show on that note, but.
No. So let's go back to groups.
Okay.
So there's a group of employees here and then some friends, and I think Dan's gotten roped in as well.
Probably.
Audience Dan.
Yeah.
So him and I are looking out for each other. And whenever I hear that you guys are looking for something, we're all sort of on the lookout for things that we know each other are looking for.
Yeah.
So for you, Triceratons, Krang.
Krang, Thrust, G.I. Joe guys.
So I'm going to rant about Target again for a second. The most local Target to my house hasn't had Marvel Legends in literally months.
Oh, wow.
That I've seen. I show up. So I go grocery shopping each Sunday. And then Target is one block further. So I just stop there first just to see what's there. They haven't had Marvel Legends in months. And maybe it's just the day that I'm going. But I see them stocking stuff.
Yeah. That's the thing is I do. I'm like, oh, you're stocking something.
There's no Star Wars. No. There's some McFarlane stuff now.
Yeah. I actually saw the McFarlane, the full wave of the Build-A-Figure Bane at one of my Targets.
Yes.
So that just, they get the McFarlane stuff. Shocking. Like, of course, it's, tons of that.
They didn't have stuff for a while, but it's starting to flow again now.
Yeah. And see, that's which the is area. Good. That's one of the areas that's the most flooded with stuff.
But the Target by my work also, they've got, I think, one Mystique.
Hmm.
And they just clearanced Domino and the Storm Thunderbird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Clearancing stuff.
Wow. Yeah, that means they can't get rid of it.
So that's Hasbro.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Marvel Legends is like the big thing in Star Wars.
Yeah.
You would think they'd want that. Did they not make enough? Is it just between waves? Like the Spider-Verse wave was recent.
It was.
Never saw it.
Yeah, well, and we just got in the X-Men wave
today.
So, I mean, and yeah, the store gets stuff in sometimes a little sooner than other stores, sometimes not. I really don't know what to say other than it just really, really chaps my ass. Because it's time spent because I will make a trip out to a Target, be like, I'm going to go look for these things again and for stuff for the other people, you know, like... And I always want to find at least something, even if it's not the thing for me. I just want to know that it exists. I've seen pictures.
Right.
You've told me it exists. Just let me see it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating. You go in and you just see more of the same shit. And you're just like, ah. And it's like, oh, yeah, I can buy a bunch of Jurassic Park stuff right now for whatever reason. Actually, I think there's like an animated show on Netflix. But
there might be, yeah.
But I'm still finding, and it's probably because of the shipping and everything, some Targets haven't even restocked since Christmas.
Yes.
Like the Lego shelves still bare.
Oh, the Lego, I think, at the stores that I was going to, I think Lego shifted. Like the Target by my work, I think they moved the whole Lego aisle to a different aisle.
Okay.
So for a while, after Christmas, it was bare ass.
Right.
And then it just showed up in a different aisle. I don't know if whatever store you're looking at is just mid-reset.
Maybe.
But I'd be surprised if there's no Lego.
Yeah.
Since Christmas.
Lego is a big thing. I imagine they probably restocked it now. But it's a thing that just really... What it takes something that is fun, the hobby, which is fun and collecting, and even sometimes going out and hunting for these things out in the wild is fun, but it just puts a damper on it because you know... Like, I'm just going to be disappointed again.
Right. And Dan and I have been pretty successful finding the toys, specifically McFarlane, that we were looking for. He got me a Damien recently,
Okay.
So I haven't picked that up from him yet.
Cool.
Because I didn't see that wave in the wild.
No.
I saw the Bane wave.
Yeah.
But not the Last Night on Earth.
Hmm.
So he's got, and I need to pick that up from him. But... we've been successful in that regard. But the number of stores that he was looking at to find these things was time-consuming. Like, he was going to a bunch of stores.
Was he really?
Yeah.
He was going, like,
a lot
of places.
And then he said screw it at some point and just started buying from Big Bad Toy Store.
Now, there you go.
Which I sometimes avoid because they charge, like, $2 to $5 over retail.
Right.
So I think on Marvel Legends, it's, like, $2 or $3. McFarlane might be retail or it might be $5. I don't remember. So I sometimes avoid them, but for just availability, like Just make it easy.
Yeah, they'll have it. And, I kind of like the fact that sometimes something will be exclusive for a while and then online realtors will get it and just maybe charge a little more. You know, that happens.
Yes.
And I don't mind that. I'm more willing to do that if I know I'll be able to get it from somewhere else.
There's the limited availability where it's like store exclusive for 3 months.
Right. Yes, exactly. And then it goes wide.
Right.
And, if it means waiting a little bit, but then I can get it, that's fine.
But you'd have to know that that's an option in the first place.
That's right. And I don't know how. The only way I know is Berg telling me, well, right. Why don't you just wait?
Right.
Idiot, like, yeah,
and like it was Flashpoint Batman, I think.
Yeah, and then there's a there's Flashpoint Batman. Well, we'll be getting him. What are you talking about?
In 3 months,
in 3 months, he's not gonna be an exclusive anymore. Well, how the fuck was I supposed to know?
Right,
that? How the fuck was I supposed to know? I don't work like every day in this stuff, like behind the scenes baseball. We work in a comic shop, or me and Berg work in a comic shop, and we actually record all the shows and everything in the back room. But Berg is dealing with the toys and the ordering and everything, so he's in and he knows, and he's even more of a toy guy. He's probably the biggest toy guy.
Isn't he the buyer for the chain?
Yeah he is.
So he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he knows. He's not an idiot. I mean, right. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to it. But yeah, it's how the average person knows that. I don't know if they will. I mean, you just have to keep an eye out and then finally be like, oh, wow, now this is available on Big Bad Toy Store. Well, I guess I can get it. Or, now it's a normal thing to get on Amazon.
I think Hasbro is pretty good about putting out stuff again, even if it's slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing that springs to mind is Louis Tully from Ghostbusters.
Okay.
So that was a Pulse exclusive.
Okay.
And I imagine that they're going to repack that at some point. But nobody knows.
Right.
And that's the one that Dan is currently missing from Ghostbusters.
So
it's biting him. Is there's this one that,
see?
That
see?
he was too late for.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even get into Ghostbusters until the exclusive was already over.
That's what I'm talking about. Now he's stuck with one that he doesn't have, and he's got to get it. So, I feel his pain. And it's a phenomenon, and it's something that's ongoing. I think I'd like to see it end. Ultimately, it's never going to, because that's what's going to get people to come into stores. That's
why
stores want them.
I think part of it is, I used to think Walgreens was doing it, producing toys that no one else, that Hasbro wasn't going to make, but then they started doing like mainline Fantastic Four.
You're right, yeah.
And this year they're doing Nova and Quasar. People want those.
Do they? Okay.
I'm sure they do. They exist.
Okay.
I'm going to say more than Frogman. People want Nova.
Not this person.
Right.
Not this person.
You're the oddball there.
I bought Frogman just because I was like, you know what? Frogman, I'll support a wacky character like that, hoping I'll get my Dr.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that that's not the only Nova.
Yeah.
Because I still want to build the new Warriors.
Okay.
So I hope I don't get dicked over.
That's not the Nova you want.
It's so this, based on pictures, this is kind of like a shiny Nova.
Yeah.
And I think I'm guessing if they do re-release a Nova, he might be more matte colors.
Okay.
I don't care which one I get.
But see, at what point do you decide when to pull the trigger? Like, how
That's
long do you
the
wait?
Problem.
How long do you wait?
Because these toy companies Nova? Don't. I think the companies want to trick you. McFarlane especially wants to trick you.
Oh, he does. The bastard. That Canadian fuck.
Here's a Batman Beyond. Here's a different Batman Beyond. One and has the face you want.
Yeah.
One has a build-a-figure.
And near it's
you decide.
Yeah. God. Which Batman Beyond is the exclusive one? Is it the build-a-figure piece?
Regular
one?
Face.
Regular face. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, what a fuck you that is.
Fucking Todd.
Only Todd. We love you, Todd.
We're going to end the show on a fuck you, Todd.
Yeah, I think so. Todd, you know what? Still waiting for my Kickstarter spawn. Talking about how they're shipping and everything.
Somehow, Toy of the Year 2020.
2020, Toy of the Year.
It's coming out in March.
Yeah, coming out in March.
What a fuck.
I mean, good for Todd. I do like Todd McFarlane, but he's just a weird creature. We've discussed that. So, yeah, that's been it for this episode. I think we've touched on everything we pretty much wanted to touch on. We hope you listened and made it through. Thank you if you did. And you can check out all our other episodes on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, any place where you can get podcasts. Or you can also check it out on the YouTube. Again, youtube.com/shockandnottoyreviews. If you have any ideas for topics or something that you want us to discuss, maybe even review on the other show, email us at shocktherapytoys@gmail.com and put in the subject line ideas for show. Until next time, thank you for listening once again, and it was a pleasure, Toast. We haven't done this in a while.
It's been a while.
And it feels good.
Find a buying group.
Find a buying group, get some friends.
Yep.